This is Kevin on the Monday Magazine on Vectis Radio Community Station for the Isle of Wight, and my special guest Amanda has turned up. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, Kevin.
Hiya. Amanda is directing Stepping Out at Trinity Theatre in Cowes this week, I believe.
Definitely this week, Wednesday to Saturday.
Tell us all about it. What's it about?
Well, it's a comedy play with tap dancing, and that's the edge of it, really, for me. The show's about this tap class, and it's the teacher,
yeah,
and her pianist, and the class of seven women and one man, and their little antics and their lives and how they're,
yeah,
getting on with their tap dancing and everything. And it's sort of storytelling and unveiling of the characters, and then you know, a lovely ending at the end when they are asked to perform in a charity gala, their class. And
sounds a bit like Full Monty.
There's no nudity, there's no intended nudity. There's a lot of changing in the blackouts going on. We do have our man changes behind his poster board, but the sight lines, you know, we're going to see his pants, that's for sure.
All right.
Ladies.
Is it a comedy?
It is a comedy.
Yeah,
a comedy with tap dancing. And, so they get asked to perform in this gala, and they have to learn their dancing, and the dance teacher gets exasperated. But,
Why did you choose this play, Amanda?
Well, there's a bit of a story in that. I was in Calendar Girls at Trinity in 2012, and afterwards, a lot of the ladies in that show and a couple of the girls that were in the crew fancied doing another sort of women-generated play with a not strong narrative, you know, about lives of people. And a couple of us are tappers, and we thought, well, that would be a good one, you know, and then looking for someone to direct it, and nobody seemed interested. So as much as I really wanted to be one of the characters and audition for that myself, no one directing it, I said I'd have a go. So it was a bit of a baptism of fire. I didn't know what I was letting myself in for, quite frankly. But I'm directing it, I'm choreographing, I've designed the posters, I'm doing everything else that suddenly is, what do you want done with this, and where's this, and oh dear, brilliant though. It's been really good for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, just learning other things other than acting, which I've done, and I came to that all around the houses as well. So
so it's a funny, feel-good sort of play,
very much
with
so
lots of laughter,
yeah,
lots of
I'm
dancing.
Still laughing at it as
good.
Well, which is great.
Well, you're
after
looking
3 months
very
of
relaxed. It opens on Wednesday night, doesn't it?
Yes,
so
it
you
does.
Are looking very relaxed.
I know. Dress run tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh,
so good.
Find out how that goes.
Yeah, you can give it a shameless plug later about how people can buy tickets and stuff.
Oh, if you don't, that's great.
But I wanted to ask you, because I know I've seen you on stage, and you're a bit of a legend, aren't you? Because you can sing and dance extremely well yourself,
thanks,
as well as being an actor. So how did that all start for you? Does it go back to childhood?
I did Saturday morning ballet in childhood. And when I was about 11, I had to go at tapping, but I was put with girls of my age, not my ability, and I hated it. And I just did ballet until I was about 14. And then I went back when I was 18 to try and finish my grade, the final grade then as it was.
Yeah.
And I left home at 18, and that was the end of that. And
where was home then?
Home here was Ryde.
Yeah.
But I was born in Leatherhead and in Surrey. And funnily enough, the theatre that I used to go to, Saturday Morning Pictures, is the theatre where Stepping Out was first put on.
Uh-huh.
Lovely little connection there.
It is.
That's an exclusive for you. It's not in any of the other information.
Okay, folks, you heard it here first.
I went to see... Oh, and I saw Muffin the Mule there as well. Yeah, I know. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Is that
wowza.
Is that same theatre still there?
It's still there, yes. Yeah. It's named after Dame Sybil Thorndyke.
Okay.
Not easy to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I went back a couple of years ago to see my hometown and where I was born and where I went to school. And the theatre's still there. I'm not sure if it's still run as a theatre. My friends and I shamelessly just walked in, and it's still exactly the same as it was, with all the 70s what's the late 60s, early 70s gaudiness of it and the architecture.
Yeah.
And, so...
So was it there that you learned the dance there?
Ballet in well, yeah. I came to the Isle of Wight in 74 when I was 8.
Yeah.
And left when I was 18. And while I was living on the mainland, I did some adult tap. And when I came back to the island, I was 28. And it was only when I had my son, when I was about 32, my mum said, "You need a hobby," because I was on my own with him. And I just started... I joined Sandown Operatic and did something with them, and I didn't know I could act, but turned out I could. Then I did South Wight Youth Theatre. I played a role for them, and that's when I won my first acting award from the Island Theatre Awards.
And you've won a few, haven't you, since then?
I won 2001. It might have been 2002. I'm trying to think of when I did it and when it was awarded. But got Best Actor for My Fair Lady, female actor for My Fair Lady. And then I got Best Support for Calendar Girls. Ironically, it's the only play I've ever done. Everything else has been musicals.
Really?
Because when Mum said, "You need a babysitter, you know, you need to get out and get a hobby," I thought, I've got to do something where, you know, I love dancing and maybe a bit of singing, and didn't know about the acting, but that happened. And so it was almost like box ticking for the perfect hobby for me. And it's turned out to be, I've ended up going to college for 2 years. I ended up doing a degree in it.
Did you?
But yeah, so, you know, when I was 40, I went to college. So by the end of being 45, I had a degree as well. So
it's really good.
And then Calendar Girls after that.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Mm. And what was the degree that you got?
It's a degree in performance. I've got a, what's it called, BA Honours degree.
Wow.
So,
where did you do it, Amanda?
I did it at Southampton Solent because I was commuting because of my son.
Yeah.
So I couldn't go to anywhere further afield, really, and that was enough, really. But it was a really good course because we did a bit of everything. I've done TV acting, we've done working behind the scenes, you know, I know how to wield a camera, microphone, you know, all sorts of stuff, as well as screen acting, theatre acting, musicals. It's a really good, degree, a lot of things to delve in.
Yeah, and now you're still doing new stuff because this is your first play that you're directing,
isn't
it?
Yes, yeah, and when I was at uni, I got into a love of dance theatre. Well, from college as well, so I really want to explore that as well because it's acting through dance rather than the spoken word, or and also not just picking up a script and working on that. So it's such a diverse thing to be able to do.
Yeah. What do you think could be next for you after this one? Are you already looking ahead to your next production?
I swore off doing any more scripted theatre, but there's a lovely little play coming up at Trinity soon, and I'm thinking, ooh, that looks nice.
Okay. Yeah.
So I could be tempted, but other than that, I'm going to be going out singing.
On your own?
On my own, under the banner of Amanda B. Sings.
Okay.
And also I have a little idea for creative movement for kids, which is the dance theatre, and it's called Interaction.
Okay.
And I'll be setting that up mainly in the beginning for 11 to 18-year-olds.
Fantastic.
It's all in the pipeline.
Okay, so it's keeping you really busy, isn't it?
Really, really busy.
And you've got a job as well.
I've got a job. It's only full time in the summer holidays, but I sell school uniform at a couple of schools for the uniform company.
Okay.
And that's a few hours a week, but it allows me to be able to do my other stuff.
Yeah. How would you sum up the experience of stepping out then? So, director for the first time, loads of pressure, but it's a fantastic show, isn't it?
Oh, it's a wonderful show.
How would you sum up the experience just for yourself?
For myself, I think I've learnt so much about what I can do more than I thought I could.
Mm-hmm.
I can, I don't know. There was so much to doing this. I didn't realise I'm producing it as well. And I didn't realise at the time that was going to happen. But I've had a real hand in, I'm sewing sequins more or less as we speak. But I've designed the finale costumes. I've re-updated the tap routines from what was 30 years ago. I've kept some of the tweener, so I've kept it sort of neither here nor there with the dates of it. I've designed the finale costumes. If I design the publicity, you know, there's no worries about pushing the play, because that's what we do when we're in theatre. Anything we're in, yeah, we just push it as much, yeah, as we can anyway. So that's no different. But, yeah, so much more, you know, how do you want these lights? I don't know, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Show me everything and then I'll make a decision, you know. So it's just incredible of how wide the scope is. But equally, it's been really nice that I haven't had anyone saying, no, that's, you can't do that. We can't, you know. So, yeah, but it's a fantastic team down there as well.
Yeah, sometimes it's better, you know, you can't have everything, can you, I suppose? But sometimes doing things on your own, you think, oh, no, I can't cope with all this. But having that power to do it, it makes it all the more rewarding at the end, doesn't it? Because you feel so proud of yourself that you've actually made it happen, don't you?
Yeah, well,
and you don't get that.
I'm still standing and I'm still smiling, you know.
Yes, you
and
are.
It's the,
you are.
That's the thing is, that surprises me, to be honest, because if I'd known how in depth it was going to be, I probably would have thought, I can't do that.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, been so good. And then if anybody else needs something another time, I can do the bit that I've done for this for them and take the pressure off them.
Yeah.
You know,
and so, for those who aren't involved, when you say you're not just directing, you're producing, how do you define that? What is producing? Do you mean doing all the donkey work?
Like, putting it all on, really. I'm ensuring, you know, I've had to say when I want it on, although, you know, all these things are quite loosely based.
Yeah.
Of, well, yes, you can. No, you can't. Yes. Oh, no. So it's like, but if, it's just every little thing.
All the details.
Yeah,
yeah,
all the minutiae, really. And I haven't had to build the set, but I've had to say what I want.
Yeah.
I've got a lovely team of Kath and Sylvie painting and stage managing, stage crewing. The set builder, you know, it's all members of Trinity Theatre helping out, doing that, the wardrobe and everything. But where I've only acted for them once, I'm not really sure of the setup there. I don't really know people that well.
Yeah.
So it's been a real good getting to know you situation as well. And
It's like they say, sort of thrown in at the deep
Absolutely.
End.
Absolutely.
Sometimes works, doesn't it?
But if somebody had told me, like I say, how much I'd have to do, I probably wouldn't have taken it on. I'd have been too unsure of myself completely to.
I think there's
I
a lesson there for everyone, isn't there? Just sometimes just
it's
go
sink
with
or
it.
Swim, isn't it?
You're stronger than you think you are.
Absolutely.
That's true, isn't it? Actually.
Yeah,
because my dad taught me to swim by throwing me in the pool.
Oh, nice.
And people say, you are a horrible man, but I just did it. And
yeah,
if
I
thought about it.
He was there to
it,
rescue you.
You know what it's like? If you've never dived in before, you can stand on the edge of the pool looking at that cold water and thinking, there's no way am I going to get in there. But he just threw me in, so.
Yeah, I mean, and with this, I've probably done a lot of it all round the wrong way, or I could have done this better or that better or differently, but it is what it is, and you know, it's been good for me, I think, as well, no matter what. You know,
Have you got any new people in the cast? Are there any names that are new to the island scene? Or
I think we've got a couple. Cheryl Barrett, she's been on the island for a little while. She's done a couple of bits with Apollo, I think. But she's going to kill me if this is wrong, but I think she's from Middlesex. And
is that what it's like saying, I think she's from Barcelona? She's from Middlesex.
No,
she's all right, but she's from Middlesex.
She's not from Barcelona, I know that. Yay! Caroline Reynolds, she's been on the island for a couple of years, and I think she's she does tap dance teaching in Bryston.
Wow.
Bryston Busybodies.
Oh,
get a plug in for her. And she's come along, and one of her students gave her the information for the audition, so she came along. I've got somebody that's hasn't acted for years and years. I've got a tap dancer that's never acted before, so
fantastic.
It is really good. And I've got my Jeffrey is Steve. He's done all sorts of dancing, and he's done ice dancing.
Right. What's his name?
Steve Taverner.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think he's done some GNS before as well, but he's never done an acting role as such as well. So there's a lot of that, actually. Yeah. But it is one of those things, it's got to be actors that can tap, or tappers that can act, for this to work, because it's so hard to teach the tap.
And can you just give us a flavour of the story without giving away the whole plot?
Okay,
What's it about?
It's mainly set in a church hall where the tap dance class takes place, and there's 8 in the class, 7 women, 1 man, and the dance teacher and her acerbic pianist, well, most people would have met this woman before. I mean the woman acting, not the acerbic woman, but that's Helen H. Clinton Pacey.
Oh, yeah.
So doing a sterling job for me there.
Yeah.
And, so it's about their progress or not, week by week, and they get the chance to perform in this gala. And so it's about also how they're coping with learning for this show that's going to be on at a certain time, you know, and...
Yeah.
And during the play... bits are revealed about their lives.
Yeah.
And
so you get to know them as individuals.
You get to know them a bit. Yeah. This play has been criticised for being quite two-dimensional with the lifestyle thing, but it's what you can put in, I think, in the time.
Yeah.
And and I have sort of said to my cast to bring as much, and we did all character observations and planning and stuff before, so that it gave them more of an idea of what they were doing and who they could be.
Yeah.
And I've just kept saying to them, keep it natural and stuff, so hopefully that'll come out. I mean, it's got to be larger than life a bit.
Yeah.
And then and it's all following their little story about when they go and do this bunch of people who aren't that good at tapping. There's a couple of them that are, you know, been with her for a while, so they've got a bit more of a grip, and how they cope at the actual gala concert tap. So
and that's how it ends when they turn up for the grand final or something. Is that basically
you see their rehearsal and then they go again.
Fantastic. It sounds really exciting.
It is. Oh, I got thrills. Last night we had a little extra rehearsal and we went through the dances a couple of times, and it just gave me a shiver.
Yeah.
You know, and they're so good. And, and also that sort of, I made that up thing as well. That was nice.
Yeah.
Because you've got the security of a script that is, you know, that's what you're going with, but also that input as well. That was nice.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, you are looking extremely relaxed, Amanda. So give us the shameless plug. So tell us, when is it on and how can people get tickets?
Right, well, it's Stepping Out. It's at Trinity Theatre in Cowes. It's on Wednesday the 15th, running right through to Saturday the 18th of July. The curtain is at 7:30. All seats are £8. I'm not even reading this. I've written it down so many times and typed it out. The box office can be contacted on 01983 295 229. I've had Kevin help me with that one because that is a bit of a mix-up.
A few hand signals on the two there. I had to be a bit careful.
295 229,
that's
correct. And you can order or buy tickets online as well on www.caods.org.uk.
Yeah,
that's CAODS, S for sugar.
Yeah.
.org.uk. And you can just click on the date that you want to and you'll see the seating plan. So I would also say have a look on the seating plan before you phone up and either reserve or buy your tickets through the box office. That's the best way.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay a ticket fee then.
Oh, that's good. And Trinity's a lovely theatre. I've been there a few times.
It's fantastic.
I love it there. It's got a nice little bar and everything.
Beautiful bar,
it?
Yeah. Come and get your nice drinks before.
Yeah, a little lounge area at the back before you go in as well, isn't there? Yeah, I love it there.
Good idea to plug the bar. I forget about that. Yeah, there's a bar
always
there.
Always mention the bar,
And you can order drinks for the interval as well. Yeah. And I think it's open after the performance for a while as well.
Yeah, I think they usually do stay open, don't they? Just for a little while.
Yeah.
So make an evening of it.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. And you won't be in the bar, of course, because you'll be too busy doing things, won't you?
Yeah, but I certainly will.
But maybe
will,
on the
I
last
I'm,
night
I
you might
be in in a bit of lycra doing scene changes. You never know.
Any excuse. Get the lycra on.
Get the old 80s lycra out. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant. Thanks so much for coming in and talking to us, Amanda.
Thank you for inviting me.
No, that's brilliant. So there you have it from Amanda, the director. She's in charge. It's Stepping Out by Richard Harris at Trinity Theatre from the 15th to the 18th of July. So that's starting this Wednesday night. And you can book on 01983 295 229 or go online at caods.org.uk. So get booking.